各位早上好。
Good morning。
今天我转台了，我讲普通话。我们还是回到马太福音的系列。
We'll go back to the series that we have been studying in Matthew。
我们好像已经有一个多月，没有讲马太福音了。
It seems that we have not been teaching Matthew for over a month。
今天我们来到马太福音的第七章。
Today we come to Matthew chapter 7.
是这个登山宝训的结尾。
It is still the Sermon on the Mount.
今天读的是马太福音第七章十五到二十三节。
Today we study Matthew chapter 7, 15 to 23.
题目就是提防假先知。
Entitled Beware of the False Prophets.
那帮大家一起很快的温习一下。
So we just revise what we have studied.
马太福音的第五到第七章，我们一般就叫它为，把它称为登山宝训。
Matthew 5 to Matthew 7, normally we call it Sermon on the Mount.
是主耶稣，当时跟他的一群门徒讲的信息。
And that was the series that the Lord Jesus taught his disciples.
马太福音的第五章主要的主题就是关于天国子民的素质。
Matthew 5 mainly teaching us concerning the quality of the people in the kingdom of God.
第六章呢，就是关于天国子民与神的关系。
Matthew 6 referring to the relationship between God and the people of the kingdom.
然后第七章呢，就是主耶稣的整篇道的结语。
And Matthew 7 actually is the more or less the conclusion of Jesus' teaching.
主耶稣把道讲完了，结束前他有话要提醒我们。
After the preaching that the Lord Jesus still have something to tell us.
今天呢，我们就看今天的经文，他要提醒我们什么呢？
So what did the Lord want to warn us?
提防假先知。
It is to beware of the false prophets.
他们披着羊皮到你们当中，里面却是残暴的狼。
These false prophets, actually they clothe in sheep's clothing.But inside, inwardly, they are actually ravenous wolves.
凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
By the fruit, we are able to know them.
好树结好果子，坏树结坏果子。
Good tree bears good fruit. Bad trees bear bad fruits.
那主耶稣在警惕我们，警惕他的门徒。
The Lord warned his disciples.
也是在警惕教会。
And also he wanted to warn the church.
他说要防备假先知，因为这些人披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。
The Lord warned us saying that these false prophets, they were in a sheep clothing outwardly, but inwardly, in fact, they are ravenous wolves.
在圣经中羊代表基督徒。
In the Bible, sheep represents a sheep.
A sheep represents 基督徒。
Oh, sorry. In the Bible, sheep represents Christians.
耶稣说，教会里有假基督徒。
And the Lord said, in the church, there are false Christians.
其中有些是假教师。
And there are even some false teachers.
还有假先知。
And false prophets.
这些人看上去似羊，外表温驯，没有杀伤力。
They actually outwardly look like sheep, very gentle, and they are harmless.
所以叫人难以分辨真伪。
This is so difficult to differentiate the truth from falsehood.
直到他们开口咬人的时候才会原形毕露。
Until they open their mouth,And they bite at people, they reveal their own selves.
但是到他们伤害别人的时候，恐怕已经会造成很多的伤害。
But unfortunately, is it too late? By then, harmness has already done.
也许你会觉得奇怪，教会里都有假基督徒吗？
You'd be alarmed to say that, well, in the church, there are false Christians.
耶稣提醒我们是有的。
The Lord warned us, yes, there are.
那我们就必须知道怎么去分辨。
So we have to learn how to differentiate them.
因为有假基督徒混进教会的话，这是非常的危险。
Because if there are false Christians that mix in the church, that is very dangerous.
耶稣教我们怎么去分辨。
The Lord taught us how to differentiate.
他说，凭着他们的果子。
It is by the fruit.
果子就是行事为人。
Fruit, actually, it is their deeds and the behavior.
And also, 还有他们的思想态度。
And their thinking and their attitude.
思想态度是里面的。
Thinking and attitude is within.
但是我们的思想态度是怎么样会表现出来。
So how does it come out their inner thinking and attitudes?
所以我们要看这些来知道这个人是真的基督徒还是假的。
In order to know if they are true Christians or not,
那他们的果子是好的还是坏的？
It is by the fruit. Either the fruits are true, are good or bad.
在旧约圣经里曾经记载过一段历史。
In the Old Testament,it recorded a historic record.
那里讲到一个真先知，还有假先知。
And recorded a true prophet and false prophets.
我们一起来看看这一段的历史。
Let us look at this in the Old Testament.
有一个先知，他是真先知，他叫米盖亚。
There was a true prophet. His name is called Micaiah.
也有四百个假先知。
And there are 400 false prophets.
那当时的以色列分为南北两国。
And that time, Israel divided into two, the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom.
南国的国王叫约沙发。
The southern kingdom, is called Jehoshaphat.
他是个爱神的人。
He loved God.
但是他比较懦弱。
But he was weak.
北国的国王叫亚哈。
The northern kingdom is called Ahab.
他娶了一个拜偶像的女人。
He married a woman who worshipped idols.
这个女人是个恶毒的女人。
And she actually is a very wicked woman.
他唆摆了亚哈去拜偶像。
She led Ahab to worship idols.
做一些神不喜悦的事情。
Even to do things that were displeasing God.
有一天，亚哈就与那个约沙发两个王一起的商议。
One day between Ahab and Jehoshaphat, they met together.
因为亚哈就想去攻打亚兰王。
Because Ahab want to fight against Aram, the king.
约沙发就想听听先知的意见。
So Jehoshaphat want to listen to what does a prophet say concerning this matter.
在古时，当人想知道神的心意的时候，他们就会去找先知。
In the old times, if the people want to decide to do things, they normally want to listen to what a prophet says.
就正如现在都一样的。有时候你们当中有一些人想知道神的心意，但是你不知道，就来问牧师和我了。
Nowadays, we also do the same. We have to decide something where we are not sure what to do. We come to the pastor and his wife.
所以当时呢，亚哈就召了四百名的先知。
So Ahab summoned 400 prophets.
那些先知明知道亚哈想去作战。
These prophets, they knew very well that Ahab wanted to go to battle against King of Aram.
所以他们就说一些讨好亚哈的话。
So therefore, they say things that according to Ahab's desire.
So they say, 所以他们就说可以上去，主亚伟神啊，必把那城交在你的手里。
So they encourage Ahab, yes, go up to the battle, because the Lord will put this a city into your hand.
这四百名的先知打起神的旗号。
These four hundred prophets, they use the name of Yahweh, the Lord.
他们就说神啊，必把那城交在你的手中。
And they said, the Lord indeed will give that city to into your hand.
亚哈听了就很满意。
So the king was very pleased and was very satisfied.
因为他想去打仗。
Because he wanted to go to fight.
但约沙发有点犹豫。
And Jehoshaphat, it was a little bit dubious.
所以他就问了一句。
So he questioned,
你国还有先知吗？
Is there any other prophets?
所以约沙发也很有趣，四百名先知讲的话都不够，他想再听多一些。
Interesting, we can see that Jehoshaphat, although he heard about the 400 prophets,their comment, he still want to pursue if there's any other prophet that could give advice.
亚哈就说还有一个，他叫米盖亚。
Ahab said, yes, there's still one, his name is called Micaiah.
但是这个人啊，他总爱说凶话，不说吉话。
But this person, he always say things thatIt's not favorable to me. It's always only, he says, disaster.
所以我不喜欢他。
I hated him.
约沙发就说，请王不要这么说，还是召他过来听一听他想说什么。
Jehoshaphat said, oh, calm down, king. Don't be like that. Let us look, and listen to what Micaiah has to say.
亚哈就命人召米盖亚来了。
So Ahab summoned Micaiah.
那个差役特别的嘱咐米盖亚。
The messenger went up to Micaiah and he told him.
他说，那个差役就说，其他先知都说了吉话，你也说吉话吧。
You know, all the prophets, they said favorable things about this matter. You also have to say the same thing.
米盖亚就说，亚伟神吩咐我说什么，我就说什么。
Jehoshaphat said, whatever the Lord says to me, that I will speak.
米盖亚来到王的面前。
Micaiah went up to the king.
亚哈问他。
And Ahab asked him,
Micaiah,我们可以去作战吗？
Micaiah, should we go up to the battle or should we refrain?
Micaiah 就回答，去吧，你必得胜利。
Micaiah said, go, you will triumph.
亚哈就说，我想听真话。
Ahab said, I just want to know the truth.
这个人想听真话，却不想遵行。
This man, he wanted to hear the truth, but he never wants to follow the truth.
正如很多人都一样。
Just like many people.
米盖亚就对他说起真话来了。
Now, Micaiah is going to tell him the truth.
他说，你上去作战，必定阵亡。
If you go up to this battle, for sure you will perish.
亚伟，因为亚伟神让我看见天上的一个会议。
Because Yahweh God allowed me to see a meeting up in heaven.
就是亚伟神让米盖亚先知知道他的心意。
Because through this, Yahweh wanted Micaiah to see his own will.
在那个天上的会议的时候，米盖亚看到神在问谁去引诱亚哈去作战阵亡呢？
And up in the heaven, that meeting, Micaiah saw that Yahweh asked, who will entice Ahab to the battle so that he will fall in the battle.
结果呢，出来了一个神灵。
There came a spirit. He came forward.
他就说，我去引诱他吧。
I will go and entice Ahab.
啊，怎么去引诱呢？
How are you going to entice him?
我会在亚哈的先知口中做说谎的灵。
I will be the lying spirit and put forward in the mouths of the of his prophets.
这些先知就会对亚哈说，你去作战吧，你一定会赢的。
These prophets therefore would lie to Ahab and say, go and triumph.
米迦亚刚说完，其中一个先知就上前打他的脸。
As soon as Micaiah finished what he said, one of the prophets came forward and slapped on his cheek.
就对他说，难道亚伟神离开了我们，就单单跟你一个人说话吗？
And he said, did Yahweh leave us and only speak to you?
大家留意这个假先知的行为。
Let us pay attention to this false prophet's behavior.
他打人。
He slapped on people's cheek.
真先知会打人的吗？
Would a true prophet slap on people?
当那些假先知的诚信被挑战之后，他们心虚了，就开始打人。
When the false prophet's credibility is being challenged, they just hit back.
耶稣说，凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
Jesus says, by the fruit, you will know what kind of people they are.
我们只需要观察那些基督徒传道人的行为态度，就可以知道他们是怎么样的人。
All we need to do, just to observe their behavior and what they say, we will know what kind of people they are.
我们再留意米盖亚的反应。
Let us look at the attitude of Micaiah.
米盖亚没有还手。
Micaiah did not hit back.
他没有性急地替自己辩护。
He did not defend for himself.
他一言不发。
He kept quiet.
后来亚哈还是决定去作战了。
Ahab decided to go to the battle.
他不听先知的话。
He did not listen to Micaiah.
而且他吩咐人把米盖亚关在牢里。
He even ordered to put Micaiah in prison.
米盖亚最后对王说。
Eventually, Micaiah said to the king.
他说，如果你能够活着回来，亚伟就没有借着我说话了。
Micaiah said,If you could return in peace, the Lord has not spoken by me.
先知是替亚伟神传话的。
Prophets are those who speak on behalf of Yahweh.
谁是真先知，谁是假先知？
Who are true prophets? Who are false prophets?
不必着急为自己辩护。
You don't have to rush to defend yourself.
只需要等候，看看他说的预言有没有应验就知道了。
We just have to see if the prophecy they prophesize come to pass.
结果，正如米盖亚预言，亚哈阵亡了。
Eventually, whatever Micaiah said, it come to pass. Ahab died in the battle.
从这个例证，我们看到真假先知的分别。
So from this example, we can differentiate true prophets from the false prophets.
假先知总是说一些别人爱听的话。
False prophets, they like to say things that are favorable to you.
去讨好人，让人觉得舒服。
To please you, so that you feel comfortable.
不想得罪人。
And they don't want to offend you.
那么这样的话，自己也会安全些。
In order, they themselves will feel secure.
因为你讨好人的时候，别人也不会讲你的坏话。
If you please other people, they are just people pleaser. So they are not going to offend you.
真先知是代表神的。
But true prophets on behalf of God.
所以他们只说真话。
They only tell you the truth.
劝人悔改。
And to advise you to repent.
发出警告。
And to give you the warnings.
叫人离开自我中心的人生。
To tell you to leave your self-centeredness.
真先知是感言的。
And true prophets, they dare to speak forth the truth.
他们只怕神不怕人。
They only fear God, not man.
即便要付上生命的代价。
Even they cost their own lives.
所以讲真福音的教会你会发现人数是不会多的。
So we will discover the church that speaks for the truth and the quantity indeed will reduce.
在彼得后书二章一节。
In 2 Peter chapter 2 verse
1, 那里告诉我们那些假教师假先知的教导是什么呢?
And in here it tells us the false prophets and false teachers and what kind of teaching they teach us.
他们传的是假教导。
What they teach and what they spread, it is the false doctrines, destructive heresies.
这里说从前在人民中曾有假先知出来照样将来在你们中间也必有假教师出现。
But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies.
他们会偷偷地把使人灭亡的异端引进来，就是说他们会讲他们的教导是假的。
SoThey only teach the false heresies and doctrines.
现在都有很多的传道人假教师。
There are still many false teachers and who preach so-called gospels. They preach the false doctrines.
他们没有很认真地把圣经的道理告诉人。
They have not really carefully bring up the truth.From the Bible.
他们传的是廉价的福音。
And they only give us cheap gospel.
他们讲信耶稣就可以得永生。
And they said, yes, you believe in Jesus, you will have eternal life.
却没有告诉你信耶稣是什么意思。
But never teach you what does it mean by believe in Jesus.
他们没有告诉你跟随神跟随主耶稣的道路要付上的代价。
And they never tell you that we have to pay the cost by following Jesus and Yahweh God.
他们没有传真的福音。
And they don't tell you the true gospel.
他们传道，他们建立教会只是求数量，不求质量。
They build up the church only for the quantity, that is the numbers of people attending the church.
这些人把教会变成一个交易场所、娱乐场所。
So they make the church as a trading center or where people can come for entertainment.
他们并没有代表神把真正的福音告诉人。
They are not on behalf of God to speak forth the truth.
假先知、假教师还有另外一个特征。
And the false prophets and false preachers, they also have another characteristic.
在第三节那里说。
In verse 3, it says,
他们因为有贪心，就用捏造的话，想在你们身上涂里。
And in their greed, they will exploit you.With false words, their destruction has not been asleep.
假教师有这样的一个特征，就是贪。
The false teachers, they have a characteristic of being greedy.
他们让肉体主导他们。
Their whole self actually is controlled by the self, by the flesh.
他们利用福音去发财。
They use the gospel to gain, and to gain prosperity.
好多年前我还在香港服事的时候。
Many years ago, when I was serving in Hong Kong,
我有一个侄女，她去另外一家大教会。
I have a niece. She goes to another big church in Hong Kong.
一个比较富的一个教会。
It's a very rich church.
有一座很堂皇。华丽的教堂
and they possess a very big a building as the church building.
当然他们就有这个经济状况的比较好了
So of course,
比较丰充裕
Of course, financially, that church is very rich, abundant.
那有一天我的侄女告诉我，我就觉得非常的惊讶。
One day my niece told me, and I was so surprised to hear what she said.
她说，那个教会的牧者把教会的钱啊，用来买股票。
And she told me that pastor in the church, they used the church offering to invest in buying stocks.
股票是有风险的。
As you know, stocks.Always a very risky,
就好像一场赌博一样
because it's just like gambling.
但是那个传道人牧者就说，亏他不管，因为反正都不是他的钱。
Sorry. No. I heard what you said. I'm just very painful in my heart when I heard that, because actually it was the case.So this pastor, you know what he said? I don't care. Although buying stocks is a risky thing, that's not my money anyway.
我听到我都非常的震惊。
That was absolutely ridiculous and surprised to me.
就好像 Pastor Lucy 刚才一样，就很伤心，很痛心。
It was grieving, to be honest with you.
这个现今这个世界还有很多很奇怪的事情会发生，你都想象都不了的。
In the world, you know, there are many, many interesting, damaging things that happen.
我们在这个门徒会里面成长，我们处身于一个非常的纯洁的一个教会。
We actually brought up from Disciple Church.In our church, by the grace of God, we keep it pure in front of God.
我可以告诉大家，你们是幸福的一群。
I have to tell you all, you are very blessed.
因为你们听的是纯正的福音。
Because what you hear is a pure gospel.
你们所看到的信徒都是真诚。跟随神，跟随主耶稣的信徒。
What you witness by seeing are those who love the Lord and they have commitment to the Lord.
当然，我们还是有缺点的。
Of course, we are not perfect.
但是我们是同心的去追求神，竭力的去，就是盼着神继续的求他继续的来改变我们。
But one thing I can assure you.We all, with one heart, asking God to continue to transform us.
让神继续的改变我们是最重要的。
It is so important, though we are imperfect, we continue to ask the Lord to continue to transform us in the Spirit.
好几年前，我看到有另外一个视频哈。
Few years ago, I read a video I saw a video.
是讲到关于一个非洲的教会。
Concerning a church in Africa.
提到一个非洲的神医。
They mentioned about a witch doctor in Africa.
神医英文是不是 witch doctor? 是healer.
He's a healer.
就是用神的能力去治病。
Actually, they use the power of God for healings.
他是打起神的旗号。
That man used the name of God to do things.
他到处跑，就说自己能治病啊，赶鬼啊，等一等。
He went everywhere to say that he could do healings, he could cast out demons.
但是他的教会有很多人参加。
And he's got a big congregation in his church.
你听他讲到，他没有什么道讲给你听的。
Oh, if you hear what he said, actually it's void, it's no substance.
他只是说治病啊，赶鬼啊，哈利路亚这样子。
He keeps saying hallelujah, healing, and cast out demons.
然后平时呢，就开着名贵的跑车就去所谓的探访了。
And he usually drive a very luxurious car everywhere for visitation.
他还有跟身的保镖。
And even have bodyguards.
他说他好像不羞愧的哈。
And he's not ashamed of what he does.
他说他每一周都做一套名贵的西装。
He even said every week he will have a brand new suit.
他说他这样做是，他这样做的话，他我们的神啊就有光彩了。
He said if I do this, my God will have all the honor.
因为每一个礼拜天呢，他站出来的时候都是新一套新的名贵的西装。
Every week when he stand up on the pulpit, always a brand new suit.
他开一个车是名贵的跑车。
The car he used a very expensive car.
那我觉得一般富人的生活方式都没有他这样的奢侈的。
I tell you what, even rich people nowadays in the world, they don't have this type of lifestyle like this man.
但是很奇怪的就是他有很多的信众。
But so many people follow him, he's got a big congregation.
因为为什么呢？
Why?
因为他讲得到他传的所谓的福音听起来炫耳。
You know what? That's what happened with the people. When you have an itching ears, you just want to hear that suit your own desires.
就是你信耶稣吗？耶稣会使到你有钱呢。
You said, believe in Jesus. If you believe in Jesus, he will make you rich.
你看，你看我的西装啊，每一个礼拜都不一样的。
Look at what I wear every week. I got new brand new suits.
那一个神的仆人绝对不该借用神的名来发财。
I'll tell you what, a true servant of God never ever use the name of God to gain their own prosperity.
来过着一种奢侈的生活。
And to live luxuriously.
可这一类的发财的福音还是有很多人相信的。
Unfortunately, this type of gaining money gospel, many people love to hear.
因为听起来顺心。
Because you've got itchy ears, you'd love to hear that. That's exactly what you want within your hearts.
我想这个非洲神医肯定没有认真读过圣经。
I can assure you that this healer never ever studied the Bible carefully.
因为他的思想态度为人一点都不像主耶稣。
Because in what he says, what he thinks, what he behaves is so far apart from the gospel.
你要是参加了这一类的传道者的教会，而你自己不读圣经的话，你也会被蒙骗的。
If you attend this type of church, and you yourself never carefully, and seek after the word of God, you will be deceived for sure.
你会相信了假福音。
You will believe the false gospels.
你会做了假基督徒。
You become a false Christian.
你也有机会做一个假教师。
You will become one day a false teacher as well.
大家来到这一个教会聚会。
You come today in the here for gathering.
我真诚的盼望你是想听真福音。
Sincerely, I just want to let you know, I pray that you come and have a heart that is seeking after the true gospel.
而且会认真地去对待神的话语。
And also with a heart that really seek after the word of God.
去跟从、听从。
And to follow and listen.
假教师、假基督徒会有什么的结果呢？
Now, we'd like to know what kind of consequence and results among the false teachers and false prophets.
这一段圣经的最后一句，他说毁灭他们的。
And in 2 Peter, you can see the last sentence, it said, their destruction has not been asleep.
毁灭他们的也不会打盹，毁灭他们的就是神了。
Now who will announce this destruction towards them is God himself.
所以神会审判的。
God will judge.
耶稣在登山宝训七章是这样说。
In Matthew chapter 7:19, the Lord Jesus said,
凡是不结好果子的树就被砍下来丢在火中。
Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
这就是假基督徒、假教师的结局。
And that is a consequence among the false teachers and false Christians.
所以根本没有一次得救永远得救的。
Therefore, to be sure, you have to understand, there's neverEver such a teaching as once saved, always saved.
不要以为你信了主，你受过洗，你就一定能得救。
And also, never think that you have already baptized and you already believe in Jesus, therefore automatically you are saved.
但是这一类传廉价福音的假教师，他们到底是真的相信有神吗？有审判吗？
Now, these false teachers, do you think that they honestly believe that there is a judgment that is God?
他们真的会相信有地狱、有永生吗？这些都是一个疑问。
I really doubtful if they actually believe that is hell and that is heaven.
也许他们所谓的传福音都是为了从人的身上，从福音里图利而已。
I believe these type of people, they spread the gospel in order to gain their own interest.
圣经的教导是没有一次得救，永远得救的。
The Bible never teaches us once saved, always saved.
如果你觉得这样还不够清楚的话，我们读下去。
If you think that's still unclear,Shall we continue?
Albert, 可不可以帮我把它那个弄放大一些？我看不到，对不起啊。Thank you. 我们继续看，看看耶稣怎么说。
Let us continue to read Matthew chapter 7:22. What does the Lord Jesus say?
到那日就是审判日。
On that day, that means the day of judgment.
必有许多人对我说。
Many will say to me,
主啊，主啊， 难道我们没有奉你的名讲道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行过许多神迹吗？
Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and do many mighty works in your name?
但我必向他们声明，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。
And the Lord will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you evildoers.
耶稣在这里描写审判当天的其中一个情景。
The Lord here describe what will happen, one of the events during the judgment.
在审判日，亚伟神指派了耶稣当审判官。
On the day of judgment, Yahweh God appoints Jesus to be the judge.
那天所有人都要站在耶稣的面前。
On that day, everyone has to stand before Jesus Christ.
交代自己的一生。
To give account of what kind of life you have been living.
这一生你是怎么过的？
And how did you spend your life?
首先是基督徒，之后是非基督徒都要接受审判。
Judgment first comes among the Christians, and next will be the non-Christians. We all have to give account to the Lord Jesus.
当天有许多基督徒会发现自己不能进天国。
And by then, unfortunately, many Christians, they discovered that they actually cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
但是他们要跟耶稣辩驳。
And they want to dispute with Jesus.
主啊，我们不是奉你的名讲道赶鬼治病吗？
They will say, Lord, did we not use your name to cast out demons?
这些人以为奉耶稣的名讲道赶鬼治病行神迹就能保证他们能进天国。
These people, they thought use the name of God to cast out demonsAnd to do the healings and do all sort of works of power, therefore, for sure, they can enter into the kingdom of God.
错了。
That was a mistake.
他们都没有好好读圣经。
They never carefully read the Bible.
谁才能进天国呢？
So who can enter into the kingdom of God?
二十一节说不是每一个对我说主啊主啊的人都能进入天国，唯有遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Matthew 7:21 said, Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in the heaven.
只有那些遵行神旨意的人才能进天国。
It is only those who do the will of God can enter the kingdom of God.
但能行神迹不代表你遵行神的旨意。
You can perform miracles, not necessarily you are doing the will of God.
但是那些神医啊，也许会这样跟耶稣辩驳。
These healers probably will dispute with Jesus.
他们可能会说我讲道行神迹，我是在侍奉神啊。
They will say, I prophesize and do all type of things in your name. Am I not serving God?
难道侍奉神不是神的旨意吗？
Well, don't you not think that serving God is doing the will of God?
侍奉神的确是神的旨意。
Serving God indeed is the will of God.
神要我们尽心竭力地去侍奉他。
God wants us to serve Him with all our heart.
但是如果我们里面充满的都是自己，即便我们打起神的旗号，我是为神做的这样子，我们只是在跟自己的意思去侍奉他。
But if you inside your heart,is full of yourself, self-interest, and you use the name of God to say to serve God, what you're doing, it is you are serving yourself, not serving God. It's not the will of God.
神是不会喜悦这些的侍奉的。
God will displease with this type of service.
也不会接纳这些的侍奉。
He will not accept this type of offering.
因为这不是神的旨意，是你的旨意。
Because that is not God's will, it is your will.
神喜悦的首先是公义和怜悯。
What pleases God first, it is righteousness and mercy.
是我们里面的思想、态度、为人。
It is within ourselves, our mentality, our thinking, our heart.
是我们是怎样去对待神。
It is, if it's, are we treating God with all our hearts?
是我们怎么跟神这个关系是怎么样。
And as more important, is our relationship with God is correct?
即便我们建立一栋很雄伟的教堂，
if,
里面装满人。
If even though you build a very big church, a big building, and inside full of people,
但如果传道者不是真正的传真福音的话，神也不会喜悦。
If the preacher inside not preaching the true gospel, God will not please with it.
我们要问自己。
So we have to ask ourselves,
我有没有切实遵行神的旨意呢？
Have I actually every day to follow the will of God?
我们的脑袋所充满的是什么呢？
What is inside our heart we constantly think about?
是神的旨意还是己意呢？
Is the will of God or actually you're only thinking about your own will, your own interest?
从马太福音第五章到第七章，主耶稣已经把神的旨意讲得一清二楚了。
Matthew 5 to Matthew 7, the Lord Jesus already clearly tells us What is the will of Yahweh God?
我们不能说不知道神的旨意。
So we cannot say we do not know the will of God.
但我们听到之后，我们确实有没有打算去遵行。
But after you heard the gospel is being preached to you, do you actually decide to follow the will of God?
唯有遵行我天父旨意的人才能进天国。
Only those who follow the will of God and do the will of God can enter into the kingdom of God.
马太福音第七章是登山宝训的结语。
Matthew chapter 7 actually is the conclusion of the Sermon of the Mount.
主耶稣把道讲完之后，结束前他有话要提醒我们。
Before the Lord finished the Sermon on the Mount, He continued to say things to warn us.
主耶稣提醒我们不要当裁判，批评人。
And He said, don't just be a judge.
因为裁判只有一个，就是亚伟神所钦定的主耶稣。
Because only Yahweh,Who sent Jesus as the judge?
到了审判日，每个人都要站在主耶稣的面前，向他交代自己的一生。
Because on that day of judgment, everyone has to stand before the judgment seat.
所以我们不要手指指，必须要先做好自己。
So don't just point fingers at people. We ourselves, we got to do it right.
话虽如此。这不等于我们不去分辨。
Well, even if I said this, doesn't mean that we cannot differentiate.
在这个狡猾的世界，你必须学习分辨真与伪。
In this world, you definitely have to learn to differentiate truth from falsehood.
耶稣说，在教会里有真心想认识神的人，也有不真心的。
The Lord Jesus said, in the church, there are people who actually really desire to know God and His Word. And there are people that they don't have this type of desire.
有真的基督徒，也有假的。
So therefore, there are true Christians and there are also false Christians.
有假的传道人，有真的传道人，也有假的。
There are true teachers and there are false teachers.
有真的福音，也有假的。
There are true gospel and also false gospels.
我们必须要积极认真的读圣经。
We have to study the word of God to differentiate.
也有两条路。一条通往永生，一条引到灭亡。
There are also two roads. That one leads to life, the other leads to destruction.
有两种地基。
There are two types of foundations.
下周 Albert 就会讲了。
Next week, Albert will teach us.
一种就如磐石般的坚固。
That is one type that is solid, a solid foundation.
另一种的地基就如沙土般的松散。
The other foundation is not a foundation at all because it's just sand.
你要盖楼的话，你会用哪种地基呢？
If you're going to build something on this type of foundation, which one you're going to choose?
一旦选错用料，会死人的。
If you choose the wrong foundation,It will lead you to destruction.
这些都是生死攸关的选择。
These have to do with life and death.
耶稣提醒我们要当心呢。
Jesus said you have to be careful.
我们必须做对的选择。
We have to choose the right thing.
有些基督徒以为自己在走通往永生的路。想不到审判的那天才发现，原来他一辈子走的都是引到灭亡的宽路。
I don't want you to become like one of those who thought that they have been Christians. For sure they are going to the right path to eternal life. Eventually they found out that they have all been taking the wrong path to destruction.
我们不要假设自己就是在走在窄路上。
And I want you not to walk in the wrong path.
那今天我的分享就是到这里。
And that's what I want to share with you today.
我们一起安静在神的面前默祷，在就是我们听过到之后，心里面向神的一些的。心里面的回应，我们先安静一下，默祷，然后我就结束祷告。
We first quiet before the Lord to meditate on what we have learned today, and afterwards I will lead you in a closing prayer.